So joining us now is Christopher Dickey, Middle East editor at Newsweek, on the line from Amman, Jordan. Christopher Dickey, good morning.
Good morning, John.
So when Newsweek asks this question, is Ilyas Kashmiri the new bin Laden? It seems to me that the answer is always no, because he's either worse or he's much different. You're talking about a profile of a new individual who is a leader in al-Qaeda. How does Ilyas Kashmiri, first of all, get the attention of U.S. security officials, and how might he be different from Osama bin Laden?
Well, he's an organizer, for starters. Really, who he resembles is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the man who actually plotted 9/11. He's a guy who pulls together a lot of different strings and pieces and makes things happen. The reason that there's a lot of attention trained on him right now is because some recent arrests have focused attention on him. You had David Coleman Headley, a man of Pakistani descent, who was involved in casing the Mumbai hotels that were attacked, and also in casing targets in Denmark and elsewhere. You had another man in Chicago picked up who said he was in touch with Kashmiri about possibly bombing a stadium in the United States. And then you had another person picked up in Afghanistan, a man of German descent, who said that there are a lot of people, jihadis with Western passports, who are training with Kashmiri to bring attacks back to Europe and possibly back to the United States. So there is, as you can see, a lot of reason to be interested in him.
Christopher Dickey, is this a nom de guerre in the sense that he's using his Kashmiri name to enlarge the al-Qaeda interest in terrorism, to include the dispute over Kashmir?
Well,
go ahead.
That is the name he goes by, but it's he certainly does want to bring the Kashmir issue into the larger picture. The problem is, as he has articulated it, that he doesn't feel he can make advances in his war in Kashmir unless he gets rid of the great Satan or attacks the great Satan, the United States. And, of course, as you know, John, this is exactly the same kind of philosophy that Ayman Zawahiri in Egypt and others have pushed, the distant enemy approach, where you've got to attack the United States to win your war in Egypt or in Kashmir or anywhere else. And he's adopted that philosophy, and with all his connections, he's a very dangerous enemy to have thinking like that.
Do we think he's up in Waziristan or in the highlands there on the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan? Any idea of his whereabouts?
We're pretty sure he is, or at least has been recently, in North Waziristan, and these radically stepped-up drone attacks that we've heard about over the last couple of months, some of them certainly were targeting the people around him, and, of course, if they could get him, they'd like to do that. A year ago, there were drone attacks in Waziristan that were said to have killed him, but they didn't, and he gave an interview about a month later.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, of course, engineered the airliner attacks, which became 9/11. Is the Kashmiri style more the coordinated armed people in crowded cityscapes like Mumbai? Quickly, before we go.
Absolutely. He's a guerrilla fighter. He likes to do things on the ground. And the Mumbai-style attack, although he isn't directly related to that as far as we know, is exactly what he's training these Western operatives to do.
Terrifying stuff on this week before Halloween. Christopher Dickey, Middle East editor at Newsweek, talking about Ilyas Kashmiri as the possible new bin Laden in al-Qaeda. Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you, John.